All right, Simisamach Tesev Beis. We spent enough time on Malicha. We have to get to, we are on the Hadachah. We have to get to Malicha already. all right, we spent the last week and a little bit of previous week learning that there are two reasons for Hadachah Rishayna. One reason is L'Racheich HaSabasa, the ram's reason, to soften the meat. And the other reason was to rinse off the surface blood from the Chatichas. Now we're going to have a couple of shilas that are totally in that. Sefez and Malach v'loihi diatchila. Somebody forgot to do Hadachah Rishayna and directly took the meat and salted it. Yadichenov yimlechen ha-shaynis. The first shita holds, no problem. If you salted it without washing it, so wash it now and salt it now and everything's fine. Yesh Eisrim. And there's a shita that holds that it's aser. What's it totally in? Obviously, totally the two reasons. If you say that the purpose of washing it is l'racheich esabosar, to soften the meat, and if you don't soften the meat, then the salting doesn't work. All right, and there's no problem. You salt it without washing, so now you'll salt it with washing. You can do it again. Meshenken, if you hold like the second shita, that the reason is because there's dam be'en, and the melicha is going to ask for the meat. So once the meat became aser, you can't kasha the meat by salting it a second time, or even by tzli. Once it became aser, it's going to be aser legamri, and therefore it's too late. So we wanted to know last week which shita we paskin like. So if we'll figure out how to paskin here, we're going to figure out the answer to our question. Now I'd like you to help cup with what's going on here, because we're going to have something of a stira in the Ramah. But it's not an open stira, so you really have to follow to understand. Let's see. Sakhtar Ramah v'chein ayagin, like which shita? Chein ayagin? Like the Eshaisrim. Afilu loynimlach rak ma'at, kederach shamochel etzli. Even if it's only done with a small amount of salt, in the manner that we salt for tzli, when we're going to have tzli later in Ayin Vav, that when you roast meat, you also put some salt on it, but it's a smaller amount. I feel like Shabbat Malchi Shemalicha, and even if it didn't stay in the salt for a very long time, how long is a long time? We'll discuss a different time. But right now he's saying b'chein ayagin that the minig is to aser. Next page he says miu b'makim hefsim meruba yesh lahatir. He says that if it's a case of a hefsim meruba, then you're allowed to be mekel. So now, what do we get from this Ramah? Which reason is the primary reason? He says it should be machmir. L'chatchilu a machmir like all the shittas. But he does say that behefsin meruba, you're allowed to be mekel. Now what does that mean? Which shita is the shita that's mekel? What happened? You took meat. Salted. You didn't wash in it. You just salted it. And we're saying it could be mekel to do a second malicha. So that's the reason of l'rachich es habasar. So the first half of the Ramah teaches us, l'chayra, that the makim have some meruba in a case where there's a great loss, a great need, if there are Shabbos, and this is the only meat you have for Shabbos, so then a person could be makel. So it sounds like the main reason is l'racheich es habasar, is to soften the meat. Because according to the reason that salting is going to cause the meat to become asa from the dam, it wouldn't help to do it a second time. So that's the mashmois of the first half of this Ramah. Now let's learn the second half of the Ramah. V'im lo yehudach rak ma'at kaidim shamal chai. What happens if you just rinsed it a little bit before you did anything? So mutter b'di'eved. Then it's mutter b'di'eved. What does that mean? Rinsing it a little bit helps according to which reason? According to the reason, you have to rinse off the dam be'en. According to the reason of l'racheich es habasar, it doesn't help. So here the Ramah is saying that b'di'eved will make all on the shita that you don't need to be merachich es habasar. That all you need is to rinse off the dam be'en. So the kasha is, as Rabbi Kivega and the Prima Gadim is the kasha, that there appears to be a stira in the Ramah as to what is the shita, the ikar shita b'di'eved. What is the main shita b'di'eved? Is the main shita the shita of l'racheich es habasar, which would explain the first half of the Ramah. Why, if you salted it without washing it at all, why you could do a melicha sheinis. However, the second half of the Ramah, which says that hadacha mu'etes is mutar b'di'evet, only stems with the shita that it's to take off the dam be'en, and not with the shita that it's to l'rachich esabasar, because hadacha mu'etes doesn't soften the meat. The understanding is that rinsing something off is not payal arichos. And the Shach says that, I think. Let's see the Shach. Shach Yudalit. The Shach is not going to answer the stira. We're going to explain the Ramah. Yudalit. Mutar b'di'evet. Kolaymer devadai letam kadesh yisrachech. Loi mahani adacha mu'etas. Deina misrachech. Certainly according to the reason that the purpose is to soften the meat. It doesn't help to rinse it. That doesn't soften the meat. Upshita nami d'loy shayach kan samach. Okay, the next piece of the Ramah says also im haya samach b'chadicha nami neged dam sha'olav, that if you only rinsed it off, or if you didn't rinse it off, but you have shishim against the dam that's on it, it's mutter. Now again, if you say shishim against the dam that's on the surface is matir, which reason are you going with? Obviously, you're going with the reason you're worried about the blood on the surface. You're not going with the reason of softening it. So zok tishach upshita nami lo shayach kan samach. The reason of shishim doesn't make sense if it's to soften the meat. Ela shanu samchim b'di'evet the tamalai hava ela mishum dam shal gabav. We samich b'di'evet on the reason of dam on the surface. Hilchach mahani hadacha mu'etes. Therefore, a small amount of hadacha helps. B'chenim yesh samach neged adam. It also helps. So here we have the Shach telling us beferish that the real reason, the main reason, is the blood on the surface, and that appears to be a stira with the beginning of this Ramah. So there are two yeshuvim, there are two ways to deal with this. One is the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger deals with it, which is not like the Shach and Taz. And then we have to have a way to explain the Shach and Taz as well. Now, this Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not in all the Rabbi Akiva Eigers here on the page. You have it too in your photo stat. The Ayin Agilion on the right side of the column. Okay, not all per prints of the Shulchan Aruch have it. You see, the Ayin Agilion is Bitfus Basra Noitif Ketazeh. In the later prints, Rabbi Akiva Eiger added the following piece. Shach Ois Yudalit. He said, first look at the Shach. Umashma Kivan Shenimlecha V'chulo. That's the Shach. Ein Zeh Mukhruch. The Eishloim, it's not true, he says, that if you rinsed it off, you could just cook it. What are you saying in the Ramah's Kavana? That if you rinse it off, it's good b'di'evet and you could cook it. That's not mukhruch. Who said that that's what the Ramah meant? There's an Eitzah. If you only rinsed it off and salted it, so just salt it a second time. And what do you gain by that? You rinsed it off and salted it once. Now, do I had full hadacha and salt it again? So, maman avshach is mutter. Letam shen nisrachech. According to the Ran's reason, loy nesa b'mlicha rishayna. He doesn't know that it becomes also in the first malicha. Umahani hadacha b'mlicha shaynis, and the second time helps. Uletam dam be'en. Mahani hadacha b'mwetas or rishayna. According to the reason of dam be'en, so the first one helped. And the second one doesn't matter. V'lay mikri di'evet, elo b'niz vashel. If it's already cooked, that's b'di'evet. But if you rinsed it off and you salted it, you have an eitzah. Ulefizeh gam ha'shekos ha'vashach le'sei yein ha'mochruch t'yeshloim ha'di'idichei heita mahani rach b'molchai t'ein tzarech lazim l'shroi se'el ha'molchai ab kol zeh ha'shaloi molchai yeshloim kol zeh ha'shaloi molchai yeshloim t'zarech l'shroi se'el. What Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying is the following. This is the machlokes of Rabbi Akiva Eiger against the Shach and Taz. You rinsed it off and you salted it. What do you do now? Shach and Taz say to b'di'evet, you can use the meat. You don't have to worry about the time of richuch. But the Eved, we don't care about the time of Richa. As I state in the Rambam, in the Shach and Taz. B'Kiveka says, what are you talking about? It's not true. We do care about the time of Richa. All the Rambam meant was that if you rinsed it off and salted it, you still have an Eitzah. You could do a new Richuch and a Melicha Sheimus. So it turns out that we have here a Machloikis, not only in this case, but what is the bottom line? The Shach, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that we always have to be Chayshish for the reason of Richuch, of softening the meat. We're not going to be Mekel, the time of Richuch. The Shach and Taz now need explanation. The Shach said beferish the words that will chayshish for dam be'en. This Rabbi Kiva Eger is also in the long Rabbi Kiva Eger on Sif Aleph, the first Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Siman. And there in parentheses, he added a second Eitzah. In that long Rabbi Kiva Eger, he essentially asked the stira that I asked you. If you have the regular prints of the Gemara, of the Shulchan Aruch, in the very first page, the second column of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says in the second and the third line, "Imlo yidiach amal Hashem is bashal tzarchi in ledina." V'ladas hataz sivkat yud v'shas sivkat yudal. That's what we just learned. The adichay ma'at muter b'di'evet. Right, we just learned the shach that adacha muetes is muter. The samchin and altam the dam be'en. Because we rely on the reason of dam be'en alone. Skip the parentheses for a minute. Hachanami shari. So also, if you have cold meat, which is not soft, and you salted it, it would also be mutter. Avalim nefareish da'docha ma'at shari, d'koy adleel da'shari ba'docha melicha sheinis. Because there Rabbi Kiva Eger's pshat, that you have to salt it a second time, and in parentheses there he writes, v'achi muchach l'chayra. And this must be, and there he is, the stira between the beginning of the Rabbi Kiva, the Rama and the end. It can't be that the reason of softening is not the yikr. Why? Because we said before that if you salt it with no hadocha at all, that b'efsa merubah it's mutter. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is essentially asking that the time of richuch has to be the main reason. Now in the parentheses on the top of this page, he says something which really answers the Shach and Taz. Oy b'tziruf mitam shalayim asamelach. I want to explain this, and hopefully we'll get it straight, because this is really the bottom line, because the halacha is like the Shach and Taz against Rabbi Kiva Eger, obviously. We say there are two reasons to wash it off. Softening the meat, or rinsing off the blood. Those two reasons are really three reasons. Why? The reason of softening the meat is reason number one. The reason of rinsing off the blood, the Shach brings two explanations. Why do I have to rinse off the blood? One reason is we're afraid the blood will cause that blood will acid the meat. Salting, as I told you when we started, doesn't help for dam be'en. It doesn't help for droplets of blood. It only helps for dam b'lua and the basar. So if you have dam be'en on the surface and you're going to salt it, it's going to acid the meat. That's one reason. There's another reason, the Mardechai says, that even if you hold salting doesn't aser the meat, you still have to rinse off the blood on the surface. And the language of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the parentheses, shalayim asamelach. If you put salt into liquid, it's not going to work on the blood. It's not going to work on the meat. The salt is going to disintegrate. It's going to dissolve into the liquid. And therefore, for example, we said that after Adach Rishayna, you have to make sure it's not too wet. You have to do a niflitz. You have to bang off the liquid. If there's too much liquid on the surface, then the salt on it will dissolve into the liquid. So we have really three reasons. Softening the meat. Chshad, that the blood will cause the dam be'en to acid the meat. And shalayim asamelach, to rinse off the blood so that the salt doesn't dissolve. What the Rama means to say is that any time you have two out of the three reasons, we rely on it b'di'evet. Two out of three reasons is good b'di'evet. Now, let's review Rabbi Kiva Eger's stira in the two halves of the Rama. Let's even make it a stira. The first part he said, if you salt
and didn't rinse it off. So yesh meikila the yesh aisrim. The Ramah said v'chaynai yagil, but then he said b'makim hefse meruba, you can do a second malicha. Why are you mekel b'makim hefse meruba if you salted it without washing it? It's simple. You have two out of three reasons that it's kosher. The reason l'rache habasar, if the first time the meat wasn't softened and the salting didn't do anything, so now the second malicha will help. According to the Mordechai's reason, shalayimas hamelach, that the salt shouldn't dissolve into the liquid. The same thing, if the first time the salt dissolved into the liquid, so it's like I did nothing, so now I'll rinse it now, and now I'll do a malicha. So I have two out of three reasons to be mekel. That's why the first half of the Ramah is mekel, that if you salted it without washing it, the pidieved, b'efsimruba, you're going to be mekel. The second half of the Ramah. Secondly, if the Ramah said, if you did a small amount of rinsing and you salted it, it's okay now. You can go cook the meat, finished. Why am I mekel? There was no richu chabasar. I only rinsed it. Teretz is, because now I have the other two shitas. In this case, where I did a hadacha muetes, I did a small rinsing, it's mutter according to the other two reasons, not richu. If the reason you have to rinse off the dam be'en is so it shouldn't ask for the meat, or if the reason you have to rinse off the dam be'en is so that the salt doesn't dissolve, like both reasons, hadacha muetes is enough. So it's not a steer in the Ramah at all. The Ramah lemaisa, the first case, you have two shitas. The first case is mutter with the second malicha, according to all the shitas, except for the shita that it's going to aser. The second case, where you did hadacha muetes, is mutter according to all the shitas, except for the richuch. So any time you have two out of three shitas, we're going to be mekel. That's the bottom line of this Ramah. And Rabbi Kivager's objections notwithstanding, now Loch is like the Shach and Taz against Rabbi Kivager, especially if we have Rabbi Kivager himself in a parenthesis to say a possible teretz under Ramah. So Lamaisa, we're going to be mekel on the shita. So this is really the bottom line of Sif Aleph and Beis. We know you have to rinse off the meat before salting. La halacha, there are three reasons. Anytime you have two out of the three reasons, we're going to be saimech lahakel. If you have the two reasons besides richuch, we'll make a straight apidi evet. If you have the two reasons besides it should naser, we'll make a lonely behefse meruba. And that's the hachra of the Ramah. So the kasha is, why don't you do it afterwards? You get all three shitas. So apparently, the shach holds that the tam of richuch is the weakest reason, and if you're it's a b'di'evet, you already had the other two reasons, it's good enough. You're right. In the case we have the other two shitas, just not the shita that in laser, he's only mekel b'efse meruba. So apparently, he holds that reason is more of an ikar reason than the reason of richuch habasa. So this is the reason of the shach and of the taz.
Are we talking, well, this is basically blunders, or are we talking this messias? Because today we buy our meat the most.
No. We're not talking about people who get chickens that have no blood in them. Is no problem. We're only talking about chickens that have blood, and most chickens in the world have blood. It's only the ones that come in plastic that don't. So we're talking about the halacha. Just you live.
Okay, we live outside.
One day I'll bring you a real chicken. I'll get it shechted already. You'll take it home to your wife, and you'll see what chickens look like on the inside. They actually have hearts and lungs and all kinds of stuff on the inside. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think he mentions it here briefly also in the Rabbi Kivager here. Okay, so this is the main part of Sif Beis. Let's just finish. The Ramah Hu Adin in Nimlach Hu Adin Mahayasamach Bechaticha Degadam Sha'olav. And we all know from Basim Cholav and Taruvis that if you have Shishim against
in any yisur, it's mutter. So you have shisha because the dam sha'olov, it's not going to aser. Vim nimla chaticha b'lay hadachem, shach haticha is, if a piece was sold to b'lay hadachem, and it was with other pieces, shara chatichas mutara is v'hi asura. If you salt a piece and we're worried about an asering, it's not going to aser the other pieces. If we're only worried about dam be'en that's stuck to that piece itself, and we're not concerned for others. Shach tezvav. We said if there's shishim, it's mutter. Lashon ha-tereschata sham din gimel. Af agav de'ein l'cha chaticha sheyesh ba samach neged dam she'olav. We have a Kabbalah that no piece of blood, of meat or chicken has shishim against the blood that's on the surface. Hainu b'stam. Because if you don't know if there was shishim, the assumption is there's no shishim. Aval yadin on yesh ba samach vade mahani. If you know there was shishim, then it helps. Stoma, we assume no piece of meat has 60 against its surface all around. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in a very short Rabbi Kiva Eger in the previous page, says, the piece that starts with Beis, Tarnagoylis mebuchutz leka dam be'en, prima gadol lekaman. He tells us that a chicken on the outside has no dam be'en. Meat, before you salt meat, you don't take this whole lamb and salt it. You cut it into pieces. You don't take the whole steer and salt it. You cut it. Now, so with the chicken. The chicken, you cut off the head. And you salt, you take out the insides, you salt the chicken. The outside surface of the chicken, which has skin, doesn't have blood. There's no blood on the surface of a living creature. Blood is only on the inside of a chicken and not on the outside. L'cheretz Pashit, Rabbi Kiva Eger has to tell you that there's no blood on the outside of a chicken. Maybe for Mark or others who never saw a chicken with blood. So he has to tell us, but actually, Ramesha uses this Rabbi Kiva Eger for a Shaila in Halacha L'maisa. Ramesha writes in a Tshuva, in Yeridea Aleph, Tshuva Chav Dalet, he was asked about a chicken that was salted without malicha, without hadacha. That was salted with tricky salted without malicha. I'm sorry. It was salted without a hadacha rishayna. It was salted without being rinsed off. And Ramesha was asked, "What's the din b'di'evet? You need to have some rule of such a thing." So Ramesha said that on a chicken, you could be makel, that there's always shishim neged dam she'olav. Why? The Shach said that no meat has shishim against its whole surface. Later in Siv Zayin, we're going to see that a normal piece of meat has shloishim, has lamid, against the blood on its surface. Nafkamina is, if you have other pieces, you're cooking it together, whatever the nafkamina will be in Siv Zayin. But we assume a piece of meat has 30 times the blood on the surface. If so, he says, a chicken, which has blood on only 50% of the surface, because the outside, which is really more than 50%, anytime you have a round thing, the outside circumference is bigger than the inside circumference. So if it has blood only on 50%, or slightly less than 50% of the surface, so if you're Moshe, that means it has shishim against the blood. Because if it has shloishim against blood, if there will be blood on the entire surface inside and out, we would assume that there's 30. So in the case of a chicken, which only has dam on the inside surface, not on the outside surface, so Dr. Moshe, you're allowed to assume stoma that it has shishim. Obviously, it means that the inside evarim were removed. And therefore, he says that you could be makel on assuming that the shishim be the ebed, that there was shishim, and that it doesn't become aser. It doesn't become aser, and to do the malicha shayis, right? You would have to have some ruba. It's true. The ratio will depend on how thick the piece is. If you have a thin piece of flanken, it'll be different than if you take a whole side of an animal. So he's saying is that stoma, we can make such assumptions. Very hard to measure. Stoma, it's a given that it always has shloishim. Now obviously there's a big space between shloishim and shishim.
So I guess that that's selling everything else falls between the shleishim and the shishim. But normally you can assume there's shleishim, you can't assume that there's shishim. How much there is depends on the piece. Therefore what? What should be different if it's cut?
It's the same reason over here. The only difference between the buster and the carnival is the buster is whole.
Would apply there too. We might see you have one surface which has dam, and one surface doesn't have dam. There's no difference if you cut it open or you leave it closed. Maybe the place that a chatach would be the difference is probably not enough to make the thing. Okay, so this is the end of Hadacha Rishayna. I should mention to you there is a shayla if hadacha has to be done with water. If rinsing off the chicken or the meat with other mashkim is good outside of milk, obviously, is good. Whether let's say someone's stuck, he's got no water, and bottled water is more expensive than Coke. No, so he's going to go to the store rather buy Coke. Could you rinse it off with Coke or not?
Let it soak.
The Shach later in Sifkotan Lamed addresses the issue. There it says that Hadacha Shniyah could be with Shar Mashkin. Smashma Hadacha Rishayna can't be with Shar Mashkin. However, the Shach explains it's one of those things where if you learn the Makar, you see Hadacha Rishayna should help too. There's a Gemara that says there's something called the Shchita Yaveshta. If you shech the chicken and no blood comes out, it's a living, walking chicken. But when you shech, there's no spritz of blood. The blood doesn't spritz out. Presumably, there's some blood in this chicken. So the Gemara says that the chicken's kosher. It's not a siman of treifus. Even if the no blood comes spritzing out, it's kosher. The Gemara says, of course, you still have to salt it or whatever you have to do. But the Gemara says, one of the seven mashkin that are machshel kabel tumah is blood. If blood goes on meat, it's machshel kabel tumah. So it says if no blood came out, so you can eat this, you don't have to worry about tumah. You can eat it with tummy dicker hands, even the times they were makbid on tumah, because it's not machshel kabel tumah. It didn't get wet. So Taisus asks, what do you mean it didn't get wet? You have to do Hadacha Rishayna. You have to do Hadacha Shniyah. When you did Malicha, how did anything get wet? You have to do. So, well, the Taisus answers, either he roasted it, which doesn't require, even though we do Hadacha, but doesn't strictly require Hadacha, or Taisus says, you washed it with Mei Peiris. If you washed it with Mei Peiris, so then it's also, Mei Peiris and not Mashal Kabbal Tumah. So, L'chair, we see from that Taisus, not about Coke, but we see that Mei Peiris are good for a Malicha Shniyah, but L'chair, it's a right for Malicha Rishayna too. It's a right, that's the Shas point. That if it's a right to Malicha Shniyah, it's got to be a right to Malicha Rishayna as well. That Malicha Rishayna should be good by Shar Mashkin. Okay, we'll return. For Hadacha. For Hadacha Rishayna, I keep on slipping. Okay. Okay, Sif Aleph and Beis is Hadacha. We move on to salting Sif Gimel. Yeah, what's the shaila? The shaila is if mitarshi life in the time of richuch, whether other liquids are pile the softening or they're not. I don't know how to figure it out, but that's the lush. As far as rinsing it off, you should be able to see it's true. Sif Gimel. We start now with the rules of Malicha. And it's an interesting thing to.
We said ma'at. We said right ma'at.
Right.
What is ma'at and hadacha? Hadacha ma'at.
How much is hadacha mu'etes? Hadacha mu'etes is enough to rinse off the surface, to clean the surface.
And when we said nimlach rat ma'at,
we said nimlach ma'at, we're going to. Okay, what is Nimlach Ma'at and what is Nimlach Harbe? I guess it's all related also to Sif Gimel and David. I'll tell you an interesting thing. It's really happened. When we were learning Yeridei Baruf Pam, someone called the yeshiva from a nursing home in the area. In those days, the olden days, They still did salting in the nursing home. They got sides of meat and they salted it. They washed it and salted it. Mashgiach wasn't there. They called the yeshiva. If you have somebody, could go be a mashgiach for malicha. So I still remember they came and we were learning Hilchas Malicha. So Rav Palm asked one of the fellas in the shir, so remember who it was, to go down to the nursing home. They pay him for his hour, or hopefully be more than an hour, right? Half an hour for rinsing, an hour for salting, and hadach shniyah. And he went to do malicha. He had learned all Hilchas Malicha. He had never seen a malicha in his life, obviously. He went down to the nursing home, and they put salt. And when you put salt on a moist thing, you know, he pictured in his mind, it's like a morning snow. Everything is white. So they salted it. He says, not enough salt. He didn't see the salt on the surface. He made them put quite a bit of salt on it, a lot of salt. What ended up happening is they didn't let them use the meat because it was too salty for the patients. The patients, they have a low sodium diet, and they didn't let them use it. So when he came back, this was the story of the day, that he made them put a lot of salt, and it was kosher, but it wasn't used by then. I guess other people used it. So we're going to learn Sif Gimel, and without bringing in samples, it's a little hard. So Sif Gimel says, "Lo yimlach b'melech dako kekemach." Don't use salt that's so thin as flour. "V'loy b'melech gasa b'yaser," and not with salt that's so thick. Should they fell us may alabasa elof elof, then it falls off the meat from two sides. Vim ein melech acher rak melech dach ki kemach mutulim lachbay. So Baruch Hashem, it's not b'shayla b'diavad. He says that if that's the only thing you have, you're allowed to use the melech dach. B'lechatchila, don't use that too. Like Goldilocks, not too hot, not too cold, something in between. Where exactly in between is very tricky. The Shach Yud Zayin gives us a little bit of a hint. It says Melech Dak Yechashem Melech Hadak Nivla Babasar Ve'inai Pilot. Some salt will just absorb it to the meat; it won't stand on the surface. Miyidu b'di'evet b'chol Melech Shemal Asagi Ken Kosa Teres Chatos. But you have it, any salt is good. Apparently you have to make sure it stays on. If you see it doesn't stay on. We all remember kosher salt in the boxes. I don't know if our children are going to remember kosher salt, but occasionally you see it. The very few people. We used to use a Pesach. It's that iodized salt. The processed salt, we always use the kosher salt. But in Hebrew letters, it's a diamond crystal. So, sarcoponin, the size of the salt. When I went to Empire, they showed me it was really a science. And you really have to see the 1 ton packets of salt. They have 1 ton of salt in each bag. Wow. These are bags they use the forklift truck. They're on these crates. They're big bags of a ton of salt in each one. And if you remember the way it works, the salt is kept upstairs, and there's a chute that comes down. And each salting station, as the chute comes down, they have a stick to let down more salt, and the salt comes down. So they actually were working with salt that's processed to be flat, so that it covers more surface with less salt. They were working on different types of salt. I mean, you think that the salt, you know, a little more, a little less salt, big deal. When you're using 2,000 pounds at a shot, I guess it adds up. And they were working with it. But anyway, Baruch Hashem, I've never heard a tumult about the type of salt that they're using. It says all the salt is going to be the evet. And I don't know, there are tshuvas about salting with sugar, and salting with sugar, using sugar for malicha, which they're just strange tshuvas. But that was the tumult. But that was the coke, yeah. But anyway, the salting is all done with salt, and it's good. Have what? Let them do tzli. They don't have to salt it. I don't think anybody lemaisa holds you can salt the sugar. Okay. What? That's the question. Okay. There was a suggestion at one time.
because the removal of the feathers is such a major issue in the chicken business. The feathers on the surface, I mentioned to you, Gayim remove the feathers by putting the chicken in hot water, and the feathers stand out, and then they get knocked off easily. We who can't put chicken into hot water before Malicha, we have to come up with other ways of knocking off the feathers. Today they use the machines. I'll explain to you later, there is a little downside to the machines as well, which I hope to remember to explain to you as if valid. But there was a suggestion as follows. Why don't we salt the chickens with the feathers still on? And then, afterwards, we'll salt it, we'll wash it, we'll rinse it, then we'll put it in hot water and get the feathers off. This was the suggestion. So this suggestion was made to the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer in Tshuva, in Chelek Vav, Tshuva Samach Aleph, writes, he says, Loi Amin, Shita Kazeh, L'shum Adam. How can you salt on top of feathers? You ever saw a chicken? You saw on top of the feathers? He said the feathers are a dove and nifrad. They're something separate. It's not going to, the salt's not going to affect the meat if you salt the feathers. So he says it's between the salting and the meat. So I can't believe there should be such a sheet in the world. It's ridiculous. Forget it. There's not even any such sheet. Don't make fun so quickly. Can you get me Mishnah Berurah? Okay, okay. Mishnah Berurah is on the right side of the Arab. Now wait, the Pella is that he writes, Lo Yamin Sheshita Kazev Shum Adam. The Teres Chatas, the Ramah himself, in Simis Samaches, brings two shitas. If you can salt it with the feathers, without the feathers. Now, it's very, very strange that the Chassam Sofer should write that Lo Yamin Sheshitas or Teres Chatas or Ramah. He doesn't pass it that way. But to say such a Lashon is very strange. Well, I'll answer you. So, Rabbi Vad Yosef in the Chavadas and Chelik Hay, Shuva Nun Aleph, is Matmi on the Chassam Sofer, and he says it must be that Chassam Sofer meant that you can assault under the feathers. In other words, when you have a chicken, if you hold it head up, the feathers lie nicely on it. If you hold it feet up, then the feathers will open like a peacock. The feathers will open up. And it must be that the Rebbe Ramah brought two shitas that he meant that you have to salt it by getting the salt under the feathers. And that must be, again, you see, he's saying we don't possibly such a shita, but that must be what he was referring to. So, okay. At least it answers a Shvar Chassam Sofer. The Pella is that there's a Mishnah Berurah. Oh, I jotted down the wrong Maramag. There's a Mishnah Berurah, I'll have to find a few next week, which says that Melach on Noitzais works. He doesn't explain how. It should be in Tav Samach Beis. Let's see. We'll do an experiment.
How will it work or not?
How will we know if it works? Right, forgive me, I don't have the right Maramakin. Okay, I should have looked it up before. What? Wait a second, it's not easy to find. I want to try. It should be somewhere from the end of the page here. It talks about it. Anyway, at any rate, let's go on to Sif Dalet. What? The skin.
That side, all right. We do. We certainly have to salt it on all sides. Well, the skin needs salting is a separate issue, which is a legitimate issue, but it's not going to help for the skins. Okay, Sif Dalid.
What do you say about the salt? I think it's in the salt inside.
What?
In the salt, inside, not outside.
You have to salt the chicken on both sides. See that, Sif Dalid? Say the fair Sif Dalid. Sif Dalid. All right, we know what type of salt to use. Now, ready to salt. There we go. Yefazer olav melach, shalo yishar by makayim, bibli melach. A person has to put salt so that every surface area has salt on it. That's number one. Number two, how much salt? V'yimlach kidei shalo yehiroi lechoil im oisei melach. There has to be enough salt that the meat, well now it's raw, but it means even if it were cooked, it couldn't be eaten because of the amount of salt. You don't need more than that, but that's how much you need. So A, there should be no spot without salt. B, that there should be enough salt that it can't be eaten because of the salt, but not more than that. And that means a normal person wouldn't eat it. Shach yotes, ain't tzarech lasis only yaisim mizek, loyme, ain't tzarech lasis kibinyin. You don't have to pile it on like that fellow did. V'kaimelo ka rajba. Da'av shech haticha ova. It doesn't matter how thick the piece is. Even if it's a very thick piece, ain't tzarech l'chaitcha l'shnayim. You don't have to cut it. The loy ka mardachai, can kosem rashab, is a vetish loy, sharches, is a sifrei perakalabasa. So it doesn't matter. The amount of salt doesn't change. Logically, you'd say, it's got to pull out more blood. No. Our Kabbalah is, if you salt the surface, whatever blood comes out, that's what halacha requires, and not more than that. Third thing, umalchai mishnei atzdadim, you have to salt it from both sides, va'ayfai sarach lemalchan gam mibifnim, and a bird has to be salted on the inside as well, certainly the outside, and on the inside as well, dim lemalchan ela mibifnim ay bibichutz, so now, what he said till this last line is not a machlokes. The amount of salt, the fact that it's got to be out on all the parts of the surface, this is not a machlokes. The machlokes in here start with the sugya of nimlach mitzad echad, which is now a machlokes, the mechaber and the ramah. Now, before I get to that, right, because the salt sticks to it. You don't have to worry when you turn it off, but the salt will fall off. It doesn't fall off. It now, just before we go further, there are two chumras in Malicha. There's a briska chumra and a chazainishis chumra. The briska rav, the way this is brought in the Tshuvas on Haggis from Sternbuch, in Chelek Aleph, he brings the reason the briska rav didn't eat the commercial chickens that were kosher chickens. Not because he had a problem with shkita, not because he had a problem with treifus, he had a problem with malicha. He held, lo yishar by mokim b'li melach, means there can't be one single spot without salt. Every single spot has to have salt. He was afraid that when they salted it quickly, many at a time, there'll be a tiny spot without salt, and that's not malicha b'lai. So the Briska Rav was very machmir, because of malicha, he was worried that the malicha should be done right, and that was his chumra. Shalai yishar by makay b'li melach. Every single spot should have salt, and he didn't trust. I don't know how commercialized it was then, but they didn't come back. All right, whatever it was, he didn't trust. He wanted to do it himself. Okay. This is the Briska Rav's chumra. The facts have no bearing on a Briska chumra. There's no connection to the reality of his choice. Chazainish has another chumra, which I think is in the Chazainish itself. The Chazainish's chumra was in the Taich of Kadesh Lo Yehiroi Lechel Machmas Malchai, or the language of Shalayroi Lechel Im Oisai Melech. We understand you have to put enough salt that nobody would eat it with that amount of salt. Chazinish held that after salting, you do a nifutz before hadachah shniyah. Nifutz is You bang it. There's some salt that just falls off the surface. Obviously, salt is not glue, and it's going to fall off. Chazanish held that the amount of salt that falls off with a nifutz, with a banging, is not the salt that we're talking about. That salt is on the surface. It's only the salt that becomes mahudik to the chicken that goes into the cheshbon. And therefore, if the nifutz, you have to be left with enough salt on the chicken, shelo yehinechol in hamelach. I don't know how to measure that. Very hard for me to measure exactly how to do it. But the Chazanish apparently was also unhappy with a less than a very liberal amount of salt. He said you got to put on a lot of salt because it has to be enough that it's ein nechol machmas melach, not counting salt that would fall off because of nifutz. That was his chumra, and therefore you really need a lot of salt. I know. Probably more make on the briskets. Yeah.
What is that boy like?
Nobody would eat the piece of meat. I don't know how to.
Is it the surface area that the salt is on? I don't know.
Nifutz means banging. Nifutz is banging. You have to bang it like a machmir would bang it. We're talking about chumra, not talking about karadim. So you want to be sure. You do it to be sure, you know. But to do it the right way.
The
problem with
Chabad
Mashmah
is when you put on the salt, it has to be
sure. But he's saying it needs the salt, which is pile. Because Zainish is saying the salt that's loose is not pile. Only the salt that's effective. All right, I'm telling you these two things, begin the Chumra. Let's move on to the Machlokes Mechaber Rama. What? I can't hear. Why? Again, the Chazanish's svara is that the salt that's piled on the chicken is the salt that gets stuck to the chicken. The salt that's above that doesn't do anything to the chicken. That's already the outer layer of salt. Outer layer of salt doesn't count. We're talking only about what's literally stuck to the chicken, and that is the salt that goes into the cheshbon. Again, the pile of yitz will be the same thing, that you really have to put salt on the whole surface. Today, the way they salt in the factories, there's an abundance of salt. They use a lot of salt. Anybody who was in the factories know that they, if anything, it's shash, they put kibinyan, maybe I put too much, but they certainly, they put plenty of salt. There's no reason, it's just for the chumra. I don't know. I only know the Maramakim. I don't know what they do in Eretz Yisrael. They washes out in the, we're going to learn that the salt is trade. Gets washed out in the. No, not that you. Well, you have to get. After Malik, you have to get all the salt off. The salt becomes treif. The Chazanish is just banging it to make the cheshbon. He's not. Well, that's what he's just saying, that if you would do it. Alright, let's get to the Machlaikis, the Mechaber Ramah. Okay, I see chumras get everyone excited. Let's get back to Mechaber Ramah. Imloy nimlach elam etzad echad. B'di'eved, if something was salted only on one side, the Mechaber says that it's mutter, and the Ramah says, v'yesh oisrim afilu b'di'eved. The Ramah's chumra is that it's oser even b'di'eved. If it's only nimlach from one side, just before you turn, the Shachaf adds, "V'yeshayser afilu b'di'evet koy nami areisha, da'af b'di'evet tzarchli shali yishar mokim ibli melach, that there should be no spot that's left without salting, and it's going on that as well. To the mukhbetar eschatas v'dayk, kam divrei amarshal sham nirin kain." Now he's saying that there should be no space left without salt. And we're going to see later in the Pesachei Tshuva that small spots he's going to say is mutter. We'll see. We'll see what a small spot. We'll get to this later in the Pesachei Tshuva. V'yesh ayisrim afilu b'di'eved. Now turn the page. V'chinog. So we have Ramachloikis im loy l'tzayrach, unless there's an unusual need. Now,
What do you do? What do you do if it was salty? In Leitzach means unless there's a need. How much of a need? Shach tast yudalid, avu bebsim aruba mutim et sarechad. You're a pasha to koshke and imlach ben beis tadar and leislashen amelach b'chol mokim. Certainly, if there are just some spots that were left without salt and mutter, shari b'sivahet ha-kazah b'zeh lahatah b'di-yavet, chazeh pasak l'asa b'lein nimlach m'shtey tzadadim, gam divir ma-shamash l'zeh kil yaisa, akei nira, to b'lein nimlach b'chol mokim mutter di-yavet, afilu b'lei hefsim merubah. So he's saying if it's salted on one side, only behefsim merubah, and if it's salted on both sides, but there was an area left without salt, it's mutter b'di-yavet even without a hefsim merubah. Now what do you do with it afterwards? So listen carefully, we're going to have some of the rules in the rest of this Ramah, which we are going to come to later in the Siman. We salt meat for 1 hour. And after that, we wash it off, we rinse it, and it's kosher. Our Kabbalah is that if you leave the salt on the meat, it keeps on being pilot. It keeps on giving out whatever dam is in it. For how long? The Iker Din is 12 hours, some say 24 hours. That as long as you don't rinse it, it's still pilot. Now, who cares? We care because what happens if you're salting a lot of meat? You're in a factory, and you salt some meat, and you put it on the drain board, and it's still sitting in the salt, and the blood is draining. Half an hour later, you get more meat. You salt that, you put it on top of the bottom meat. Now, the bottom meat is going to finish salting 30 minutes from now. The top meat is going to take another hour. Should we say that after the hour is up to the bottom meat, now the blood from the top meat is going to occupy the bottom meat? So we say no. We say that salting continues to work on meat, that it should be pilot for 12 hours, b'efsim merubah u'samach on the sheet of meis leis, of 24 hours, and that's the metzias of melicha. What it comes out after the 60 minutes, we call it tzir ba'alma. Even though there might be traces of blood in it, but it's not what halacha considers blood. If up to 60 minutes, we say dam comes out, up to 12 hours or 24 hours, more things come out. However, if someone rinses off the salt, if someone washes off the salt, we say nistamu nikvei aplita, it's finished. If after an hour you wash off the salt, the hadacha, it's finished, obviously the salt's effect on the meat is done. Nistamu nikvei aplita, it's like ni'ila, the gates are closed, they're not going to open again, and it's finished. Now that is the basic Kabbalah. This is all Kabbalah, it's not something based on Svara. It's al Mesaira in the way Melicha works. And if they don't open again, and therefore if you put it together with salt, with other meat which is being salted, it's going to become trey from it, it won't come out again. More, not halachic blood won't come out after an hour. It may come out under the microscope, it might look like blood, but it's not
blood. Would only be by layer.
It's not blood that's a problem. No problem. If you make a cut, whatever's on the surface is not down. It's not down in the eyes of Allah. So now we can finish the Ramah. What are we talking about? Nimlach mitzad echad. Something that's salted only on one side. It's nimlach only mitzad echad. It's aser. What are you going to do with it now? Now, it's not cooked yet. You can still do something to it. The shal is this. Let's say I salted it only on one side and it's sitting there. So now, what should I do? Salt it on the second side. Zot Ramah. Dafkin kafar nispashel kach. It's only a problem if you already cooked the meat. Avalo loy nispashel adayin, if it wasn't cooked yet. Even Bevsim Maruba or Tzairach, you shouldn't cook it. Ella, Imutach Yud Beishai, Shenimlach, as long as it's within the 12 hours, Yavzar V'yimloich Tzara Sheini, Shalai Nimlach Adayin. Salt the second side, that was not Nimlach. V'yivashlenu Achakach, and then you finish the Malicha, you let it sit for an hour, and cook it then. V'mu'achar Yud Beishai, let's say the 12 hours are up, it's too late. Ozai, what's your eitzah now? You didn't do a good malicha. It's still good for tzli. Oz yitzlenu the nura mishav shav. The fire will draw out the blood. Veina tachin milk kavar by leah mitzach loy nimlach. Whatever salting did is not going to that area is not going to become us. So what does he say? If you salted it mitzad echad, isn't it?
is an eisa to salt it from the second side. Obviously, only as long as you didn't wash it off. Shach tezvav says in the second half of the shach, kosem bari chami, taz tezvav, kosem bari chami zahadavka kosheleihu dechabasar. That's what it says in Taz Tezvav. I believe the Shach said the same thing, that it's Dafka, if it was not rinsed off, to Shach of Beis, Dafka wasn't rinsed off. If it's rinsed off, it's just the Munifair pleat, that's not going to work. If it wasn't rinsed off, then do a Hadacha, and they bring that Me'es La'es, B'makam Hesem Merubah is good, but there's no real Hesem Merubah. It's funny, if you look in the Shach, funny Ketayin HaMachlokes is the Shach and Taz. You look in Shach Chof Aleph, Takim Kfar Nispashul Kach. Klaim Ahad Asab Dieveh, Vein Leit Hakana, Dafl Nispashul Kach. Chemuch B'Teres Chatas. Aval Etzorech, the Mokim Hafsa Meruba, Kai Gavna, Yasser V'Yimlach, Tzad Hasheni, Tech Meis Leis. B'Hafsa Meruba, you get up to 24 hours to salt the second side. It's a deichik to say here you have an eitz of tzli. No, perhaps the merubah salt the second side. Zok the taz in tezvav. What kind of hefsin merubah? Taz tezvav. Teichrid beishoy shos peilat abasat tzir umemela leibolam etzad hasheni. Aval acha kech yeshlochu shiyazav yivla hatzad haniflat meyatzad shaloi niflat. Once 12 hours have passed, we're afraid to salt it now because the tzad that needs malicha is going to ask the tzad that had malicha. Even though we say Efsim Ruba, you can wait 24 hours. Efsim Ruba, kiven the Eshetim Betzli. Cut Efsim Ruba, go roast the chickens, and then this. So what kind of Efsim Ruba is it? If the chickens have an Eitzel Betzli, that's not a Efsim Ruba. So there's a star. Kusakesa says, Ze'enoi. Kamash Ksafti Bishach. I don't know what he means, Ze'enoi. The Taz is right. It's not Efsim Ruba, but you could roast it. In the Shach, he said, it's Efsim Ruba, even though you could roast it. If it's only the case, obviously, if it's Efsim Ruba to roast it, if it's a situation where roasting it is necessary, I can't imagine the case. You have to cook it anyway. But you need chicken soup. All right, you have an order for chicken soup. People who are old people that can't eat roasted, or whatever it was, it depends on the mitzvah. Funny, machlekes Shach and Taz. It depends on the mitzvahs. So again, nimlach b'tzad echad was saying nimlach b'tzad echad. Again, the mechaber is mekel, the ramah is machmir. The ramah is machmir. The eitzah within, if you didn't wash it off, the eitzah is within 12 hours just to finish the salting. And if it's up to 24 hours, to have some merubah, otherwise to do tzli.
Wait, watch it. Salt is one side, then you put it around, turn it around, and salt the left side. Isn't the salt going to fall off?
No. Every time you salt it, you salt one side and turn around and salt the other side. Every time you salt it. The salt sticks to the meat. If you have to see it, the salt stays on it. It stays on it. We'll have to show. Yeah. Now, there is one small issue in the which is related to this in the Shlita houses, and that is that sometimes the flicking machine will bang a larger chicken too hard. In other words, they're set for certain size chickens. The bigger the chicken, the bigger the clap, because it's closer to the rubber hair fingers that bang it. The problem comes up if the skin comes off. Now, if the skin comes off and falls away, it's no shy. What does happen sometimes is the skin stays attached on one side, it's loose. So what they do when it's going down the line, the workers there, they sort of just smooth it out on top of the chicken. The problem is later with the salting. Now, as long as the skin is still attached to the meat of the chicken, the way it's been walking around all its life, we salt it on top of the skin. Now it's all one thing. Once the skin becomes a flap, now we have an issue. If you're going to salt on top of the skin, is that going to help for the meat that's underneath? It's really a layer on top of the chicken. Really, you'll see sometimes if you go to a place, they're adjusting, they're playing with the, there's a tool with which they adjust the flicking machines. And the reason they're adjusting it is for the size of the chicken. They're trying to make sure it doesn't happen. When it does happen occasionally, it is a potential problem. The people salting really have to be careful to throw salt under the skin. You have to lift up the skin and throw salt under the skin as well. But I don't know. What I wanted to say is this problem, at worst, is a nimlach mitzarechot issue. Because even, let's say, worst case scenario, where the skin is going to be a problem, and they didn't get salt under the skin, it's still a nimlach mitzarechot. That nimlach mitzarechot is not a picnic, it's not a happy thing. On the inside, it's totally salted. On the outside, it's at worst a nimlach mitzarechot, it's at worst. So there's always a shita to be mitzarif, which is the Rashi shita of nimlach mitzarechot. So it's not a great shita to rely on. We only say mechana pefsa meruba. So it depends if the asfake is thrown into it, then it would be a tzirif. But depending on how much of the skin is off, it is a potential problem. All right. So this week we've Baruch Hashem gotten to the salting, and Mr. Rabbi Kivager, if I remember, I'll come back to it.